or Doc. So you're on top of the roof.
Yeah, I'm...
It is very much on fire.
I'm going to continue to try to put it out before I go help the boys. Yeah, because I...
We got this under control.
At some point, that roof's going to come down on us, and I'm just going to keep trying to put it out.
Roll me a perception check.
Six.
Who's choking him out this time?
Another hand comes up behind.
You see from your vantage point on the street, people are running out of the theater. But on the far side of the street, coming down it towards the theater, seems to be like a large number of people, probably about 3 to 4 dozen. They all look as though they are half orcs.
All right, I am going to let the building burn to the ground. I'm going to stop trying to put out the fires. I'm going to make my way back to the original hole, and I want to look down and see if that like platform or if the if level 3 is still there, or if when I jumped out if it all fell apart.
It's level 3 is all gone.
Okay.
Most of the roof had fallen onto level 3, and the fires have eaten away at the rafters and collapsed to level 2.
Cool.
No, hot. It's very hot. I wouldn't touch it.
All right, I'm going to ask Iron Flame if he's still good to ease me down if I jump.
Why not? Let's try it.
I like your attitude.
What's the worst that could happen?
I like your confidence, buddy. I'm going to sort of hop, like, release myself as best I can, like squatting down to try to lessen the distance. And I'm also going to try to bear most of the weight on my gear mail. I'm going to try to land with most of the weight on the gear mail.
Roll me a constitution check.
You're good at that, right?
And then I pass out. 17.
So, yeah, you land and you see the little crystal for the first time ever glow a slight blue.
I'm sure that's fine.
Hmm.
Well, what do I see? What do I see from where I've landed?
Smoke.
Hmm. Okay.
A good bit of rubble. There's still some people here and there. It looks as though there might be some guy in the front rows waving his hands, and you can just see like a shimmer in the air. A few seconds pass, and you see they are opening the main curtains. We're going to cut to Jensen. You see them bring up a figure, bound hand and foot. He's mainly being... Okay, they, because you can't quite tell us a person yet, or a he yet. Just dragging this individual across the floor. A sack on their head, and they're pretty much going to bring him to a stop, kick him in the back of the knee, and force him to the ground, and remove the hood. Helen.
Yeah.
There's a lot of smoke in the air. There's screaming... And above you, you see the king with a beautiful scimitar drawn.
Well, it's not monologue. That's boring. Get it over with.
Jensen.
Is he just going to behead him right here? He's not going to do anything.
It looks like because of what's going on, the gallows would probably take a little bit too long.
Very cool. I'm going to cast darkness on him.
So as you cast darkness on this spot around the king, Helen's going to see this more than Jensen, but your eyes are going to go black, and then you're going to see a bright light shine from the pommel of the sword, and pretty much it looks kind of normal now. It looks like as though there was a spell and put on the pommel of the sword.
So it's not in darkness?
He's not in darkness.
But I can't teleport.
I know.
That means I just have to jump. I'm jumping on the king. And
you're going to jump on the king?
Yeah. My fall damage is reduced by 30, so I'm not worried about that.
Roll me an athletics check.
Can I do acrobatics, John?
Yes, you can do acrobatics.
Hey, it's trash. 12.
So you kind of do a superhero landing on top of the king. I'll give you that one. And it kind of pushes him out of the way. And Helen, you see your Jensen standing above you.
What am I bound with?
Rope, again.
Like a 13 to kind of wiggle myself out. Sleight of hand, maybe. Hey, Jensen, cut these fucking ropes.
I'm all out of actions, bro.
So besides the king, Jensen, roll me a perception check, please.
17.
Yeah, yeah. Probably should have checked before you jumped, but there's a couple other people kind of around the king. Dagger, Madam, a few others that you've never really met before. What you gonna do?
Are they, like, somebody still holding on to Helen?
Oh, there's two just, like, little grunts.
Where's that trap door with the bit of goo beneath it?
About 10 feet to the right of Helen.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to try to cut Helen free. And then shove him in the trap door. Hope he doesn't fall in the acid.
That you don't know is there.
I think I would have seen it from my vantage point. I saw them opening it up earlier.
You did.
I don't know exactly what it is. Hopefully it's not too bad.
It's a big green pillow that I fall onto.
Jensen, mm-hmm. Roll me two attacks. Are you trying to free Helen or go after the twerps holding him first?
14 on one.
Oh, shit.
Natural one on the other.
So, you didn't quite meet the DC on either.
Well, that's disappointing. You better flurry of blows that shit.
Yeah, I don't think I can afford to do that.
No.
I'm going to spend a key, my last key point actually, to take the dodge action.
And we're going to cut to Goshen.
This isn't good.
Talmor's like halfway in the bag and I'm cursing horribly.
Oh, God. So you're shoving him inside the bag of holding.
Piece of shit. Yes.
You managed to get him in there.
All right.
And his 10-minute timer starts now.
I'm booking it up the stairs. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to go straight up because I can still levitate today. So I'm going up that fucking hole I came down.
So as you kind of get to the first mm-hmm. floor, you pass the room that you, the first basement level. You see the pit still smoking. You see the trap door open. You run up. You see the first floor. You see Helen on his knees, a sight you've probably seen numerous times. Jensen kind of just standing there, surrounded by people in just black cloaks. The king is starting to stand back up with his sword. Do you keep running?
You know what? My name's Paul, and that's between y'all. I'm running.
Thanks, bud.
I got bud.
So you go up. You see the hallway you were in. Run down a circular staircase up to the private box. And you just see there's no third level. And you see Ordok jump down from the roof onto the second level.
Jensen and Helen need your help. No time to talk. I float away, upwards.
I'm going to say...
It is Mary Poppins.
As he's floating away, I'm going to call up and say, the Cabal is coming. A group of half-orcs inbound.
Cowboys in my backpack!
What? I'm going to start running down.
So you're going to jump down onto the stage?
Boys, I'm half dead.
We all are.
I'm at 1 HP.
I'm not going to jump down. I'm going to run down the stairs and get backstage because I don't want to break anything.
Okay, we're going to keep with Goshen for a little bit. You get up. You're in the air above the theater. Smoke is billowing off this thing. Three-quarters of the... Now, actually, probably 7/8 of the roof is on fire. A section's already caved in. You're hearing creaking.
I'm going to aim for the 1/8 of the roof that is not on fire. And then, how close are the other roofs? Is there a roof within jumping distance that's not on fire?
Okay, oh, yeah.
Let's do that. Let's go for that.
You haven't seen that there is a fire across the street for some unknown reason.
I'll come back to that. So, yeah, I'm going to try to jump over to one of the not-on-fire buildings. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. just...
Like next door?
Yeah. I'm going to go two buildings away, if I can. Yeah.
Smart move.
And then I'm just going to...
You're about to fuck yourself over there for a second.
I'm going to overturn the bag of holding and spill everything, including Talmor, out.
Just plop. Can't just... He's there.
I'm going to check his pulse.
Trent, roll me a flat d20, please.
Ooh.
20!
Talmor opens his eyes.
Oh, shit.
Oh, we're doing this. I was fully unprepared. There's a weird monkey man standing over. What state of mind is Talmor in?
The last thing Talmor remembers is an explosion going off in front of his face. You've been in a medically induced coma for 3 weeks.
Jerry, no! Snap out of it.
Smack him.
I'm going to try to get up to my feet with using my arms to push myself off the ground.
There's a slight problem there.
Just look. Talmor. Snap out of it.
Who are you? Where am I?
I'm smacking Talmor.
What happened to my arms? Where's Jerry?
I smacked Talmor. Oh shit, it's like an 8. It's very limp wristed.
He can't defend
himself. That's
true. He has no arms. Yeah.
Snap out of it. It's Goshen. It's Goshen.
Who are you? No, you're not Goshen. I know Goshen. You're not Goshen.
Look, you've been unconscious for a long time, but I have to go. I need you to stay here.
What happened? Where's Jerry? How about the priest?
Did we stop the priest?
We stopped the priest.
Sort of.
Where's Jerry?
He is at the library.
Romy deception.
He's not wrong.
He's not lying.
No, this is true.
His
Never
ashes
mind.
Are at it's the library.
A 2.
Yeah.
Where are we? Goshen, where are we?
We're in Ironclad.
Why?
You needed surgery.
Where's my arms?
That's why you needed surgery.
What happened?
Look, I'll give you the cliff notes.
Where's Ordok?
I have to go save Ordok. He's fighting someone right now.
Okay, I'll help.
Nope. You stay here.
I'm going to flop around trying to get myself up with just my legs.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Wait, what?
Put him back in the bag.
Oh, shit. I don't even remember what else we had in the bag. It's all over the
this
fucking...
roof is very rough on my skin.
Look, I need your help.
What's going on? Who are we fighting?
A criminal organization.
Why are we here?
Well, our other friend is about to be executed.
Who?
His name's Helen.
That's a girl's name.
Agreed, yes. Ordok is trying to save him, and he's fighting a very powerful opponent. Also, there are a bunch of orcs running toward them, and I need to go help. You know what you could do to help? I need you to pick up everything that I spilled out of the bag of holding.
How?
That'll keep him busy.
What a dick.
As he's like getting up and like starting to walk away, I want to hit him in the back with a stunning strike.
Smart. Very smart. Well, the thing is, he probably just like rolled over and is flopping, like doing the worm.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Yeah, stunning strike. And then I'm going to use the last of my rope to bind his legs. I'm sorry. You need to stay here.
Wow. What a dick.
You have to stay alive. I have to go help Ordok. And probably, you know, Helen and Jensen.
I need all 4 of you to roll me a flat d20.
Oh, shit. 14.
11.
1.
18.
Goshen, after you finish knocking him out and heading back over to the theater, you see the rest of the roof start to cave in on the auditorium side. Helen, Jensen, Ordok. Ordok, you're running down the stairs, running over to the stage. The back of the theater is just collapsing. The second level is collapsing now under the weight of the third and the roof. Smoke is filling the air. Everyone there is kind of looking at each other like, what the fuck are we about to do? The king stands, sword in his hand. He's just shaking his head, and he's making a lunge for Helen.
Is This week's episode is brought to you in part by Easy Roller Dice. They are a customer-focused tabletop gaming company specializing in products for gamers, educators, and all other professions. They have a full collection of beautifully crafted dice, as well as a whole inventory of other great gaming materials to suit your every gaming need. Go on over to their website and check out their full list of amazing products. And while you're over there, add something to your cart because our listeners are now receiving an enormous 25% off discount when you enter the code DOD25. That's DOD25 at checkout. So as always, we want to say thanks a bunch to Easy Roller and thank you all for listening.
To the people of Agmenesta, hear me. I have been advised by the Holy Order of Thaum that new adventuring gear is available to all who may be in need. Wormwood Gaming, founded by a small troop of artisans, has released a series of gaming towers, trays, vaults, and other accessories to ensure that your roles stay true and any equipment secure from Fae or any other dark influences that stalk the night. If you decide to take up the cause, use the code DOADICE at checkout to gain free shipping anywhere within the United States.
Hey guys, this episode is sponsored in part by our brand new merch store over at teepublic.com. You can head over to teepublic.com/doordice or check the episode description for the link. We have some amazing work over there from our resident expert, Ben, who is currently working on loads of new designs specifically for Season 2. If you want to rep our show while also looking great and sporting some awesome artwork, we love the quality of our new store, and we know you will too. So jump over there, check it out, and then let us know what you think on our social media and our Discord. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Hey guys, it's John, your friendly neighborhood dungeon master. I just want to take a moment real quick and talk to you guys about Fantasy Grounds. They are a fantastic program you can use on your computer to game with those friends you have that might not be as close as you prefer. If you and your friends can't sit around a table together, Fantasy Grounds is by far the best alternative to it. The day a module for Dungeons & Dragons drops in your friendly local gaming store, it drops on Fantasy Grounds. And the ease to add your own content is a breeze. Thanks for listening, guys. Now back to the show.
Jensen.
I would assume I'm already kind of in between them, but...
A bit, you're in a position that you're kind of... It's like a triangle. Like, as he stands, the one guy on the one side is kind of still holding Helen, but moving back a bit to free up the space. Roll me a dexterity check.
19.
So you're going to tackle the king.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he rolled a 9. You managed to tackle him. You guys are rolling on the ground towards the pit.
Can I do any, does this, guy have me to where I can't move, or can I, break free?
You can go ahead and give me a strength check.
That's 5.
Yeah, no.
Okay, I'm going to keep trying as I can.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Jensen, and roll me another dex check.
Do I have time to do an action in, as I see Jensen tackle?
Yeah.
I'm going to cast Bless on him. So on any tack roll or saving throw, he can add a d4.
So I got an 18 on my dex check.
So, but it was a tack roll or saving throw.
Oh, yeah.
Not
save throw?
Check.
Then 17.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, so the king rolled 25.
That's dumb.
Ooh.
As you guys are rolling, he positions it so that as you guys roll the last bit, Jensen's on the bottom. As you guys roll over the edge, give me one more check.
Natural roll. 20.
So how would you like this to play out?
I would like for us both to go diving towards that little acid thing. And could I just kind of scrape him out of my arms off the side of the barrel?
Yes. You just hear a bone-chilling scream.
I'm just going to look at the rest of the crowd and just full on, as much as I can possess the wrath of an orc, just say, your king is dead, this building is falling, run.
dagger's gonna turn.
Boy, kings come and go.
The cabal is at your doorstep.
Oh. Well, that makes things a little different this time around. It might be time to cash your chips in and go. We had a good run.
There's already a cure for the Red Death. This plot is over. Get out while you can. The building is coming down. And as I'm saying this, I'm going to be walking towards Helen.
You're kind of making out on the stage the other people who are around. You really only know two of them, Dagger and Madam. Madam's going to walk over to Helen. First off, is Ordok going to do anything?
I'm going to hold up the hammer, like just show it.
Mm-hmm.
And just look at her and say, careful with your next action. I can bring down the rest of this building.
I'm just going to say goodbye. And she's going to lean down and just kiss Helen right on the lips.
I am going to bite her lip.
Helen, as you bite down on her lip, you're just going to feel this just like wetness across your neck.
John, did you just cut my throat?
She cut your throat. Ordok, Jensen, Goshen. Roll me a flat d20, please.
13.
14.
9.
The rest of the roof over the auditorium collapses.
Well, it's still over the auditorium, right? Not in the stage?
Right. Yeah.
So we're still okay for like 10 more seconds.
Yeah, at least 10 more seconds. Maybe 11 if you're lucky. As she stands back up, her mouth is bleeding, by the way. So you bit her pretty well. She's going to nod to the two guys. Toss him in.
I'm going to chuck the hammer towards the group.
Nice,
and just
nice,
tell
nice.
It to release everything.
Oh, shit.
Hey, I'm there.
Oh, yeah.
And dying. He's trying to cauterize your wounds.
And the rest of my... And Jensen's down there.
I'm fine.
And
I'm in the basement.
He's in the basement. He's cool.
I mean, you know, the hammer's got like nothing left, so it's just probably going to be a little plump.
I'm all for it. You know, I think I've done this a couple times where I've sent in AoE attacks and went to a group of people, so I can't fault you. But, you know,
season one.
Yeah, there's not much left in it. It takes pretty much Helen's out, the two guys holding Helen. And Madam, daggers thrown forward. A few of the other members of the syndicate are kind of tossed to the side. And it seemed like that was just enough for the rigging on the stage itself to start giving way.
Jensen, run. You can teleport now, right? There's plenty of shadows.
Too much fire, too much light. The battens hanging above the stage floor are, the ropes are just snapping and they're swinging across the stage.
I'm just going to scream as loud as I can, Jensen, run!
I want to make sure that guy's dead in the acid.
You just see bubbling and he's kind of just floating head down. And then you see two other bodies come through the hole, Madam and Helen.
I'll try to stop Helen from falling into the acid pit.
Roll me a dex check, or a dex saving throw.
22.
Oh, yeah, no, you catch him. You get blood all over you as you do it.
I lay him down on the ground next to the pit of acid. Everything's coming down around us. It's fire, smoky. Kind of smack him a little bit. Helen, you still there?
You were the love of my life.
Rest, Redden. And then I'm going to get out of there.
Jensen, Ordok, what are you two up to?
I guess there's only one way to go, and that's down.
Further down?
Yeah, I feel like the ceiling's all collapsed on top of us at this point.
Highly possible.
You got to get up to the stage. We can break through this wall. Come on, man.
Bo's still down there somewhere. Yeah, I'm going to try to go down to the bottom floor. Or the next floor down.
All right. There's a staircase off to, actually both sides that have stairs up and down.
I'm going to check up real quick.
You just see a little bit of smoke. A lot of bit of smoke.
Closed off?
Nope.
Then I have time. going down. Kind of gimpo.
Ordoc.
I'm going to reach out my hand and see if I can pull the hammer back.
Oh, yeah. It spins and right into your hand. It clips a puny guy on the way.
Perfect. I am going to run like back towards the stairs directly at the like side wall. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to fling the hammer at the wall and see if I can like bust through it.
Oh, yeah. The whole, that like a nice like 10 feet by 10 feet hole just explodes outwards.
As I'm running towards the exit, I'm going to call out again. Just say, Jensen, this way!
Goshen, real quick. Goshen, you see the front of the auditorium cave in.
Oh, Doc. Well, everything caved in.
And then you see the side building explode down at floor level. And a shiny guy pops out.
Oh, Doc!
How far down is he from me?
About 30, 40 feet.
Crap, I used my rope to, like, beat fucking Dominatrix Talmor, so. Where are the Cabal at?
It looks as though they're starting to surround the theater on the other sides.
The other sides. Okay, so not where Ordoc.
Not yet.
Yeah, I'm just going to try to flag him down and get him to, like, come to the bottom of my building and see if there's a way I can help him up. I guess I'll untie Talmor's legs and try to use that.
Okay.
I mean, what's he going to do? Magic carp at me?
Does Ordoc pick up on what Goshen's tossing out?
I'm probably looking up towards him, but I'm also scanning the alleyway that I just walked into to make sure I'm not about to get shanked.
Now, you see a couple of shadows from that end, but nothing coming down your alleyway yet.
Okay. Yeah, then I'll look to Goshen to see what he was yelling about.
Rope hits you in the face.
I'll hold on to it, and then I'm going to call for Jensen again.
Jensen, roll a perception check, please.
23.
You hear Ordoc's voice just barely over things falling on the stage floor.
Sorry, Bo. I'm just going to try to get out of here, I guess. Things are getting too hairy. I'll try to follow the voice. Teleporting when I need to, if I can.
Oh, nice, nice. Yeah, you managed to get up the stairs. Roll me a dex saving throw real quick.
13.
You just barely miss a stage weight falling right in front of you.
Ooh.
And you see a convenient place hole in the side of the wall.
Jump through it.
See Ordoc probably about a quarter of the way up a rope.
I will catch up to him climbing up the rope.
Yeah, just rocket your way over me.
Goshen, Ordoc, and Jensen are on the rooftop next to the theater. The theater itself, the main backstage area, is starting to collapse in on itself. The building across the street that Hank was entombed in is already collapsed. The three buildings kind of side behind it have already started to catch fire.
Well, I caused the distraction.
Let's get out of here.
Are we just going to let the Narrows burn?
Yes.
Does it deserve anything better?
Do you have a way to stop it more accurately?
Probably not at this level.
Also, I could use your help. And I sort of like look back at Talmor laying on the roof.
Yeah, what did you say earlier about Talmor?
A point.
Huh.
That's it?
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Where are you guys going?
That's a good question.
Back to the Arcanum, back to Ava, because that's where we sent Elray with the cure.
Okay.
Because the Red Death is spreading at this point.
As you guys get back to the Arcanum, how are you transporting Talmor?
Stuff him in.
Take him out every 10 minutes?
I guess so, yeah.
Just open it up, pull his head out, and let him back in.
We got to get through that quarantine.
Do you have any smuggled goods, Goliath?
I guess I got us through last time. I assume I could probably find a path that we can take again.
This gets back to the Arcanum. You see there's a bit of a commotion. It looks as though the church is here, and the plaza around the tower, it's about three quarters full of just random commoners.
No, they're here for the cure.
Oh, that would make sense. Yeah.
There's enough commotion. We might just be able to
slip in.
Yeah, get through.
All of you, minus Talmor, please roll me a stealth check with advantage.
That'll be a 26 for me.
That's a natural 20 for me.
Just a 25 for me, and not a natural 20 like everybody else. So.
You guys, I mean, Jensen, a couple of people looking at Jensen. It's like, really, dude? You guys managed to get in. The guards are completely distracted from the whole back of a bunch of people. And some of you guys managed to, like, wiggle your way behind them. Inside, the students are running around. There's only a small handful left. Where are you guys off to?
Try to find Ordok's lady friend in Ava.
Yeah. See what we can do to help.
You guys head up to where you normally meet her at. The little lecture hall right outside her standard chambers. It's quite a small group outside. But you happen to see Elright kind of through the group.
I'm just going to like wave and try to get her attention.
We have a problem.
Yeah, that makes sense for tonight. What else?
It's not the Red Death.
What? Is it rat things?
We don't quite know what it could be. A strand, it could be an offshoot. We're still trying to check. But the crowd outside, they want to burn the tower down.
We need to drop a friend off here. He needs medical attention, but it's going to have to come later.
I'm not sure you want to drop anybody off here. I think you might just want to go.
Well, at the very least, I need to give him some air. Pull his head out of the bag.
She's staring at you like, what the fuck?
This is the Arcanum. This tower can't fall.
I thought Ava was permitted to defend the tower. Could she not? Like, I don't know. Fucking magic them away?
She can defend it if it's something like a dragon attacking or an enemy horde, not if it's his own people.
I'll kill a bunch of people.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Like, we'll look at Ordok and Jensen. How many do you think we could take? How many do you think we'd have to take?
Who's out there now trying to stop this?
A couple of the higher wizards. I think I heard that one or two of the Council of 13's out there.
Is it just a panic, or what's the state of the crowd?
The dragon earlier was not a great sign. The plague coming, whatever the hell it is. They're thinking it's all coming from the tower. It's a hysteria. And I believe she's kind of just going to look directly at, like, the insignias on your garb. I believe the church is exciting them.
Could you pose as a higher-up member of the church again, Ordok? Perhaps get their attention and try to undo what the church is doing?
I can try. Angry mobs are, you know, not the most reasonable, but I can see if I can redirect them, maybe back to the church.
You're a charisma character. I believe in you.
Yeah, I'll do what I can. I'm going to try to clean myself up and look like a presentable paladin of Thaum.
She sees what you're doing. She's just going to snap her fingers and you're just going to be pristine. Then she's just going to kind of lay a hand on your shoulder. Do what you can. And your breastplate is just going to glow.
Hell yes.
She's just spitting out the spell slots.
All right, I'll head downstairs. Or down to where I can get to like a position where I can speak to the people.
God.
I'm going to hand the bag of holding to Elray. He needs air every 10 minutes. If he wakes up, I don't really know. He doesn't have any arms. He's not that threatening. Just try to keep him calm. I'm going to go help my friend.
Okay. What is Jensen doing?
I don't know. I don't think Jensen knows what he's doing at this point. I think he's just following Ordok and Goshen.
All right, so you guys are back outside the tower. Things have picked up a little bit. People are screaming. The crowd's getting a little rambunctious. You notice one of the guards was just hit in the head with a stone.
I'm just going to like hop up on a cart, on a wall, on something, so I can get a little bit above and just like shout out to good people of Ironclad. My name is Ordok. I'm a paladin of Thaum. I realize that we are in crisis right now, but the threats have been dealt with, and we are working on a cure. Please head back to the Order of Thaum and assemble there. We are delivering the cure as soon as it is available. The perpetrators of this disease have been dealt with, the dragon has been dealt with, and everything is coming back under order. Standing in a Superman pose with my shining symbol of Thaum.
Roll me a persuasion check.
Come on, buddy, I believe in you.
It's a 10.
Towards the back of the crowd, you're going to hear a woman shout, "My daughter's died!"
I try to identify that person, or at least look in that direction, and I say, "I understand your pain. My whole family died the last time this happened. We are desperately working on a cure as we speak in this tower, and we're sending it back to the Order. Assemble there. That's where the cure will be."
Roll it again.
Ooh, natural 20.
They start to disperse. It takes a while, very slowly. And you can just see that there's like another clergyman like on the far side trying to shout as well. You can barely make out what he's saying. Heretics, non-believers. But they're not quite paying attention right now.
I look at Goshen, and I just point at that person.
I tap Jensen on the arm.
Well, do you mind helping me?
Gladly.
Got to stealth our way close, and we'll take care of him.
We'll take him into a back alley.
Yeah.
See if his god can see him there.
All right, gents. Stealth with advantage because of the distractions around.
Oh, okay. With advantage, 21.
Nice. 13. Rolled two sixes.
That's both enough.
Let's start things off with my last key point and a stunning strike to the back of his head. Drag him into the alley.
There's enough stuff going around that he's actually by himself. There's a few other members kind of like scattered about in the behind the crowd, but this guy that was shouting very rambunctious, very tiki torchy, was all by himself.
Was he part of my order, or was
yes.
it someone else?
It looks as though he is.
I'm gonna have you hold him down.
I hold him
I'm
down.
I'm gonna grab my dagger of venom. And I'm going to start dripping it onto his cheeks. And I'm saying, I'm in a real foul mood right now. So answers quickly. Who are you?
Brother. I'm Brother Anthony Taran.
Who sent you and what did they tell you to say?
The father.
Name?
The Archpriest, Gael Honenheim. Father Honenheim.
And what did he want you to say?
He wanted me to tell the truth. Tell them that the mages are heretics. That this is their fault. That the barrier broke. That the dragons are back. That this curse spread the very same day. Don't you see it?
Just an FYI, actually, I'm the reason. Well, part of the reason the barrier broke, not the mages.
And he's gonna look at you for the first time.
Demon.
Where is the father?
He's at the temple.
Exactly where I just sent the crowd.
Goshen, is there any reason I shouldn't just kill him?
None that I can think of.
Wait, no. No, no.
I glance over where Ordok was.
You can't quite see him through
Good,
the crowd.
That means he can't see me. I'm gonna murder this man.
Good plan.
Slowly.
Oh,
I'm in
God.
A bad mood.
You have this under
control. Yeah, go ahead, feel free to leave at any point.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. If you want to keep up on everything Do or Dice, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Do or Dice Podcast, or join us in our Discord. You can find all of our show notes, character sheets, and player bios on doordice.com. podcast.com. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe, and please leave a review. We appreciate all of them. See you next week. Same dice time, same dice channel.